following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Welcome to turn 111 of A Worthy Opponent, and welcome to 2016. I am Black Lace, and with me in the studio is, yay, the return of Ugly Brute!
Woo-hoo! I'm back, baby!
Yay! We missed you.
Feels good. Oh, I missed you guys. I enjoyed listening to the show while I was gone. You guys filled a lot of my working hours with joy. And you handle it really well. I was actually quite jealous at how well you handle it without me.
Well, we did kind of start a long time ago.
That's true. You had a bit of a warm-up before I turned up as well.
Yep, and also with me in the studio is Autumn's Bane.
Despite the name, he's a solid conjurer.
I don't know, Rowan? Oh,
there's got to be a conjurer in there somewhere, but I can't remember the name of it.
And there's got to be a joke in there somewhere, too.
I'm going to go with Dark Conjurer.
Well, see, you missed the cue. It's, despite the name, he's a solid conjurer. So what's the opposite
solid?
Of solid? Ethereal. Ethereal conjurer from the latest adventure.
Nice.
He's a 5 casting cost mage card that's a 6/3 minion, and his battle cry is discover a spell. Common quality.
I see. Hey, you know what I didn't say?
What didn't you say?
I did not say that A Worthy Opponent is a podcast for the Blizzard Hearthstone game, and that we are casual. So, just...
You didn't say
indeed.
That.
No, I didn't. So now I just did. So, we don't have a lot of news from Blizzard, as they've been on vacation for a while and haven't given us a lot to work with here. We do have a new card back coming out. We just got the Thrall card back, but in the end of January, you've won my Hearthstone. Which is a very... And it has a cupcakey feel, too.
It's the Pepto-Bismol card.
No, it looks like it's a cookie. It's a giant cookie with frosting.
Yeah, it's sickeningly sweet.
It's pink, and it's... Yeah, it's pink.
It'll be here just in time for Valentine's.
It'll be the first holiday card that's actually here just in time for it. No, that's not true.
No.
I suppose the candy cane one this year was in time.
Yeah, it was in time. So this one's in time for the whoever celebrates that heart holiday. But anyway,
that
very sweet card coming out that you'll get on February 1st. That's part of the only news that we've got. Ugly Brute, I have to ask you, did you do the brawl so that you could get the card back with the candy canes?
No, but I am this year. I have a resolution this year that I am going to play all of the brawls because.
Yeah, but you didn't get the card back.
Nah, look,
it was
December,
the only brawl
seriously,
all year worth doing.
Sorry to sound like the Grinch, but in December I seriously only had time for work and the Explorers, and that was it. That's all I had time for.
Oh,
but I'm
boy.
Back, baby. I'm in. I'm doing the brawls from now.
All right.
But was it good? Was it a good reward?
It was a card back.
It was a card
Sweet.
Back. It was a pretty card back, and it was a fun tournament. You got to blow up your gifts or your opponent's gifts, and when you blew up your gifts or your opponent's, you got stuff. But I didn't blow anybody's stuff up. I just kept going for the face, and while they were trying to blow up my gifts and their gifts, I just eliminated them and got my card back.
That's evil.
But it worked.
Yeah, this card back, this winter card back, is as good as the pumpkin one was for Halloween last year.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. With the candy canes and then the lights flicker. Have you at least played and seen it, Ugly Brood? Have you played it? With
honestly,
somebody
guys,
playing against you?
December for me was purely just the adventure. That's all I had time for.
Well, then I'll have to play against
January.
You.
Well, January is here, so...
It's only
I'm
3 days into January.
Yeah,
days
yeah
into
for him
give
it's
me
4
chance,
days
guys,
into
give me
January.
A chance. Give me a chance.
It's January for
listeners,
4
help
days.
Me. Listeners, help me.
So what we'll do, Ugly Brute, is after the show, we will play a quick game just so that you can see the card back.
Choice. Sounds good.
All right.
Or
I'll
you
make
could
sure
go
that
over to like Hearthpedia
no, it's
or
more
Hearthbone
fun. You gotta see it now.
Or Blizzard and see
because
the card
it won't
back.
Show it. It's not the same as seeing the lights.
I
want to
see it in real life. I want to see it in real life, Fortumsbane.
Loser. I was talking about Autumnsbane this time too, not you. Just saying. Anyway, this week.
Not too bad of a loser. I got to 14 this month without even trying.
You did. You did.
Nice.
Did you
right?
get anything decent from your little treasure chest?
Some dust and. I think I got a gold card or two, and I don't even remember what they were.
Yeah.
You know what rank I got last month?
23.
Almost 20. I got the 20. You know what I started? You know what I started at last month?
21.
I started at 20.
Oh my gosh! So you didn't have to play, and you got
that was the only. It's the only month ever since the game went public that I didn't get to play ranked. So I'm looking forward to getting back into ranked, guys.
Did
What's
you get
been
the
happening?
Card back though? There were some people saying that if you don't play it just once at least in rank 20, you don't get it.
I may not have, to be honest, because I haven't been on since I played the Explorers pack. But
please let us know.
But like I say, December's over, so let's jump back in and go for it.
I'm going to laugh my ass off if you're at 25.
I will be. I'll definitely be at 25. Actually, you keep talking, and I'll open up Hearthstone and see if I got my goodies.
Okay, well, I'll talk about this
week's
collaborate
time. Yeah, we're used to
time.
That. You weren't around for a couple of weeks. Not like we're not used to talking without
you. You sure you guys are okay without me for a few minutes?
Yep, you go for it and let us know. Autumnsbane, so Plobberin time this week was Who's the Boss Now? Dungeon bosses want to help you play, build your own deck, but you get a random boss's power. Each time you use it, you get a new one. Now, this was the same as episode 102. We had the same one.
Yeah, back in October. My birthday.
So, yep.
Bruce
did you play?
Springsteen, by the way.
Hey, that was our 2-year anniversary week.
Ah. Did you play? Yeah, the boss, Bruce Springsteen.
What's he?
The boss.
Yes. Well, they should have a Bruce Springsteen boss in here sometime.
That would be funny. So, I know, you didn't like it because you had to build your own deck.
No, I did like it despite having to build my own deck. I just liked it a lot less because I had to build my own deck. And Blizzard, if you're listening, I'm sure with the skill you have involved on your team, you can make a button that says copy deck that enables you to see the 9 decks that you have in your inventory and just like click one of those and then you can edit it right on screen or you could use it as is so we don't have to manually copy or invent a new deck every single week. I know that's what they want us to do. They don't want us to use our regular decks. They want us to build one for the Brawl, but it would be a lot easier if we at least had that ability for a starting point, don't you think?
Agreed.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I just recreate my ping deck most of the time because I've got it down. I should say
for those of us
ping
who
deck,
don't
but...
have our decks memorized, it's just a pain in the ass to do. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, with Clobber
this game
time...
is giving me hemorrhoids with all these little pains in the ass.
Oh my gosh.
But I like the fact that if they were going to repeat one, that they repeated one that
was
kind of fun.
It was a fun one. Our son played this 28 wins.
And I might have had even more fun if my opponent didn't concede after turn 4 and get me my win for the week.
Maybe a quick fix, Autumnsbane, is Team 5, could you send you some hemorrhoid cream?
No. I'd rather the pain in the ass not be there to begin with and not have to worry about dealing with it after the fact. I know. Classic. I'm a little curmudgeonly about it, and all the people who have who have called me grumpy in the past are right in this instance. I am grumpy about this, having to make a new deck every freaking week. But,
not every week.
All right, almost every week. You know, the balls I like the best are the ones that they give us decks already. But this is fun because
this one was fun.
All the different hero powers.
There were 12 different hero powers. And if you got lucky, you got the one that would turn all of your opponents, all of your opponent's minions to a one health, and then you can use your next hero power, which deals one damage to all the minions. And
yeah,
if they all
luck.
Die, you get a slime. So if you get Decimate and Poison Cloud back to back, you can obliterate his board and fill yours. They had some fun
nice.
Stuff.
Yeah. Hey guys.
Yes, Guy.
Sorry, I've completed my laboratory experiment if you want to hear the results.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay,
results are ready.
If you start the season at rank 20 and you don't play even one ranked game for the entire month.
Oh no.
At the end of the season, you still get to open the chest. And the chest has got the brand new card back.
Okay, good.
And nothing else.
And one golden card. And five dust. So you
That's
still
not
get
much if, different.
Even if you, for some reason, if anyone's listening, if you're like me and you've got 1 month, which is just crazy with work and you can't play, as long as you start the season at rank 20, you do get something for the season. So thank you,
awesome.
Hearthstone, for that. That's very
awesome.
Nice.
Awesome. Good to know. So
Slacker.
Did you want to talk about the...
Getting rewarded for doing nothing.
For doing nothing. Did you want to talk about the hero powers from Clopping Time, or do you want to move
on?
Oh,
sure. I only got a couple of them.
It's because you only played it half a game.
Yeah, but my opponent got good stuff like a 7-7 on turn two.
Oh, that
stuff
would
like
be
that.
the hero power activate a random Tron.
Yeah, and he got Magmatron on turn two.
Like, right.
Screw this. I think I conceded to that one.
Yeah, and whenever a player plays a card with Magmatron on it, he gets 2 damage to them.
Yeah.
Either side gets damaged.
Yeah.
You know, there's some people that have good luck, but I think Autumn's Bane is a luck bestower. He just seems to bestow luck upon every opponent
no,
he comes across.
I got a different kind of luck. Like, the game that I won, my opponent conceded on turn 4. I love that kind of luck. When I can get a reward for not working, you know, like you did last month.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so briefly, Poison Cloud, as I said, the first two cards they mentioned are Poison Cloud, the hero damages, deal 1 damage to all enemy minions. If any die, summon a slime. The slime that gets summoned is a 2/2 creature, which is also nice.
Yeah, I think I got that one.
Yeah, that one's fun. And okay, do you want to go alternate?
Sure.
I'm sorry, Ugly Brute, to leave you out of this. Unless
he's got him in front of him. But Decimate, hero power, change the health of enemy minions to 1. So yeah, those two cards synergize. Those two hero powers synergize well. And what
you can use your hero powers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You can use your hero powers as much as you want because each time it changes, you can use it again. So if you have 10 mana, you can use your hero power 5 times and cycle through these.
And that's what I did. Whenever I had an even number of mana, I would just do hero powers, and I'd use the odd amount of mana to summon like a 1 casting cost minion or whatever. Yeah. And that actually worked well for... I must have played more than one game. But
it was fun.
Yeah,
was fun.
And then the... So those two go well together, but you want to do the third one?
Sure. Harvest. The hero power is to draw a card and gain a mana crystal, which is nice because usually, you know, you might have one mana left over when you use this hero power. And if you do, you get a mana crystal so you can go again.
Very druidy.
Yeah.
Between the name and the ability.
Yep.
Next is Web Wrap. Hero power. Return a random enemy minion to your opponent's hand. That's got its uses.
Yep. Pile on, put a minion from each deck into the battlefield.
And then Jeering Crowd, summon a 1/1 spectator with taunt. Get it? Jeering
cute.
Crowd.
Jeering
taunt.
Crowd. Taunting. Cute. Me Smash. I love
I
this
wish
one.
I had gotten that one.
Me Smash is awesome. Destroy a random enemy minion. Me Smash!
Yeah, and my opponent used Open the Gates a few times on me, summon 3/1/1 whelps. So he had like 6 whelps out at once.
Yeah. The Majordomo. Summon a 3/3 Flamewalker. Flame Waker Acolyte. I liked that one. Of course I liked that one because I like ping.
Yeah. Next one is pretty cool, especially early in the game, and it's you and not your opponent. Activate a random Tron. Do we want to talk about the 4 different Trons?
Yeah, there are 4 different Trons. Go for it.
Okay, so there's Arcanatron, which is a 2/2 mech. Notice they're mechs, so they can be affected by, legendary mechs. Both players have spell damage +2. I did play another game, and I got him out, and my opponent was a mage, and he proceeded to annihilate me with all the extra +2. He did like 3 direct damage spells in a row with +2. The next one, Toxitron, at the start of your turn, deal 1 damage to all other minions, and he's a 3/3, so they get tougher. The next one, Electron, 5/5, all spells cost 3 less.
Hey,
what? Hey, it's my hero power, so I'm reading all of the cards to my hero power. No, go ahead, read the last one.
No. Well, we did the last. Magmatron.
7/7. Whenever a player plays a card, Magmatron deals 2 damage to them.
And once you've got this card out, you don't care if you're playing other cards, because you're like slamming into your opponent with 7 damage each turn just because he's out.
Yep, face stomp.
But, again, hero powers don't count as a spell or a card.
Right, but your opponent wants to take this out with a spell, and he's going to take 2 damage in the process anyway.
Boom, me smash, he's gone. Then we go to, Wild Magic. A random spell from your opponent's class into your hand. I didn't see this one show up too often.
That's the first one I got.
Was it? I didn't see it show up often, and I played it a lot.
And the last one. Go ahead.
Going backwards with the Flame Waker. It's a Flame Waker Acolyte that Majordomo calls out.
Majordomo.
I'm sorry. It's not your normal Flame Waker. So it's only a 3/3 creature.
Yeah, I thought so, but I hadn't seen anybody play it, so I couldn't verify that.
Do the last one.
Actually, yes, it was just a 3/3 minion.
Correct.
With no special powers. And the last one, Bone Minions. Summon 2/2/1 bone constructs, and that's all they are, is just 2/1s.
Yep.
Not 2/2s.
So,
there's no dresses.
Fun. Nobody wears a 2/2. Majordomo in a 2/2. No, scary. So it was a fun brawl. It really was. And that's all we have to say about it. Let's get Ugly Brute back in here.
I'm back.
Let's talk about your favorite topics.
My favorite topics? You mean like as in tournaments?
Yeah, that would be it. Tell us about the Cyber Arena. That just sounds wrong.
It does. But it was pretty awesome. So the Cyber Arena 2015 was played out at the end of last month, and it was in China. But it was good. It was good fun to watch, because that's something you can do. Even if you haven't got time to play the game, at least you can watch some stuff on Twitch or YouTube and just relax, guys. So it was fun to watch. There were some good players there. Firebat turned up. He flew all the way over there, as did Kalento, and also Oskarka from Sweden, who's the current world champion. He flew over there
These
as well.
These guys
and
all
played.
Rich.
They are after winning the first time.
Yeah, I guess. This one was 100K.
Or maybe they've got people who sponsor them.
Oh, absolutely.
Pay for
they're
these
in
plane
teams.
Tickets and all.
Yeah, they're in teams, and the teams play for it, yeah. But, I mean, the winnings are massive. Like, to win the Cyber Arena was 100K American. So, in Chinese, it was like some ridiculous amount of yen, but in American dollars, it was 100K. But none of them won, though. Firebat got into the finals. Kalento went out in round one. So did Oskarka, actually. He went out in round one as well. So the world champion of this year, the current world champion didn't do so well, but the first world champion got through to the finals, Firebat. So the bit I wanted to mention, though, of course, was the final between Firebat and someone's ringing me on my phone. Can you believe it? Just decline that. a Chinese player called Dawn, who I've never heard of before. Have you guys heard of Dawn? Has he been popular while I've been away? Have you heard that name?
Yeah, they used to sing with Tony Orlando.
Anyway, Dawn has the... This guy is like a pure force to be reckoned with, man. Even the look of him, he looks scary. Like, he just sits there, stares down his opponent before the game starts. He looks like he's got some sort of Thrall's hammer or something under his desk, and if he loses, you're going to get smashed. That's how serious he takes the game. But he played brilliantly with Druid, and so did the Firebat, actually. Anyone who wants to watch the finals, the second game where Firebat lost the first game, in the second game he decided to play mid-range Druid, and he was playing against Patron Warrior. And you know how Patron Warrior, they use those little taunts that when you kill them, they explode? Can't remember the name of them off the top of my head. They're only like a 1-3, but they're like a taunt, and when you kill them, they explode for one. And the main reason
explosive
why...
Explosive sheep?
No, not the explosive sheep. It's another taunt. It's a taunt. But
and it blows
the reason,
up.
The main reason that they use it is so that hopefully they can get a patron on the board, and then when it explodes they get more patrons. But he did an awesome combo where he realized if he used Force of Nature and exploded the taunt, the other two really powerful minions that the enemy had would also come within range of the last two Force of Nature minions, and he was able to kill the guy's entire board with Force of Nature. Which, it sounds simple when I say it now, but when you watch the game, you couldn't really see it with the clarity that he saw it with. And he
Do you
played
mean the unstable ghoul?
The unstable ghoul, yes. Okay. Yes. So he killed an unstable ghoul for the purpose of lowering the other two minions down to being killable with Force of Nature. And it was just a nice use of Force of Nature because, you know, most people try and hold on to, sometimes incorrectly try and hold on to Force of Nature until they find their Savage Roar. But he saw an excellent way of defeating the enemy using the Force of Nature versus minions. So it was an interesting game to watch. But the whole series between the two of them only goes for about 40 minutes, the finals. If you watch it on YouTube, though, please fast forward because there's about 40 minutes of pre-game hype before they actually start the games. But once they start the games, it was fantastic. So, yeah, Cyber Arena 2015 was the tournament to feature for last month, and Firebat came second. So, yay, America came second.
I'm glad to hear he's still out there.
Yeah, he's still...
Yeah, me
he's
too.
Still putting up the numbers for America. It's good to see.
Yeah, that's very cool. So, let's see, you did you play Hall of Explorers? I mean, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, tell me about your experience, because I got to play it. I still haven't finished it, because I only got to start about 2 days ago, and
it was kind of rough. Yeah, I enjoyed it. With the final one, there was one, I think Autumn's Bane's already mentioned it when you guys did a show together. There was one that
yeah,
was
but we didn't
felt
get
very
to talk
random.
About it.
Yeah, yeah, there was one that felt very random. I haven't brought any notes to the show about it because I didn't think of it, but I do remember that there was one that I lost to a few times and I felt a bit flat because it did feel very randomized. I think it was the one where... Oh, I did like the one where you bought your own deck and then he stole the deck off you.
That's the one I'm having trouble with.
I didn't like it at first, but then I did Autumn's Bane's trick and just gave it a crap deck.
Well, I tried to give it a crap deck, and I gave it... Is it Magnusaur or something? Like you bring him out and he destroys all the creatures, or I don't know. There was one card I brought out. I put it in the deck because it was really a crappy card, and he actually says, "What? You actually put this in your deck?" And I cracked it.
Oh, Magma Rager.
Magma Rager.
Which Ben Brode has called one of the worst cards in
yeah.
the game.
Yeah, so of course I put it in there. But I mean, I'm not that great at constructing decks. Let me say this, but I can't create a crappy deck.
Yeah,
so
that's
I'm having
good.
Trouble.
It's not just that.
You'd want to do that.
It's not just yeah, that. If you recall, despite the crappy deck, he's got a hero power that lets him call out good stuff
he's
anyway.
He's got unstable portal.
Right. So
and
it doesn't
steals,
matter
so
how crappy
deck.
The deck is.
Right.
It doesn't matter because he's still calling out great stuff with the portal.
This is true. So I'm stuck on that one right now. I did the Skelosaurus Rex, which basically random cards. He gives out a random card at the beginning of each turn from his hero powers. The cards cost zero. Crapped out on my shaman. My poor shaman just couldn't deal with it. And my ping mage took him out. How'd you do on the Skeletorus?
Did you say took him out?
I did. I was hoping nobody would notice.
Like, did you move to Canada and didn't tell me?
I was hoping no one noticed that I pronounced it that way, but no, of course you had to bring it up. Anyway, how'd you do on that one, Ugly Brute?
I enjoyed it. Skelosaurus, that was one of the ones that was a bit randomized, but luckily for me, it was sort of in my favor because the cards that he gave me for free were pretty darn good, so I didn't complain about that one. Enjoyed it.
Yeah, I had fun with that one. And the second one, I know Autumn's Bane said he had a hard time with that one. I actually really liked it. The Steel Sentinel, where it's the hero power was he could only take one damage at a time.
Yep.
It made a long game.
It did. I ran out of time to kill him. Because you had to hit him so many times to add up to the amount. And he kept putting armor on too. Did you remember that?
Yes.
He kept armoring up. And I made the mistake of trying to go for him instead of dealing with his minions. And he ended up killing me before I could kill him a couple of times before I got it right. Yeah. Same for you?
No, I did really well. I had the ping deck out, and
move on to the next subject.
No, it's little minions, and little minions each got to ping him, and even if the little minion was a 4-3 or a 5-2 and only did one, if you have six or seven of them out there. So anyway, okay, I'll stop. But that one was actually my favorite. I just can't get past the Archthief Rafam, which is the unstable portal guy. I just can't. He keeps obliterating me before I can get started. I gotta make a crappy deck, and I'm having trouble doing it.
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you can't make a crappy deck.
But I need to.
That's not what her ranking says.
Oh, now that's not nice. That's really not nice.
It was a joke.
I need Micmac back here to counsel. Micmac, you're out there. I know it. I see you in the chat room. I have gotten to rank 14. I'm no stellar player, but 14's not bad. Much. Really? Kind of. Let's talk about the year review.
I thought you said that you've had a very bad week with playing.
I have. Well, I've also had just an aggravating week, so let's not talk about it.
Okay.
See, Mickety Mac is there.
Old
Anyhow,
faithful.
Let's
or young yeah. faithful. Young faithful, I should say.
Let's talk about the year. It's 2016 now. And there was a lot of stuff from 2015 in Hearthstone. Doesn't feel like it right now, but
First of all,
January of last year.
Sorry, that was my son just then. First
of
all,
I thought maybe it was Micmac.
He's not that young. But first of all, guys, you know how when, like, at the end of the year, they sort of, at the Academy Awards or whatever, they'll do, like, you know, who passed away last year, and they'll have, like, sad music and stuff. And it is sad. It is sad. But, you know, there were a couple of sad passings last year in Hearthstone as well.
Are you talking about The Undertaker?
The Undertaker passed away. Yes, yes. May he rest
in peace. I still see people using it, but yeah, well, he died.
Was it January? He died in January, pretty much.
Yeah, he died in the end of January.
Poor guy. And then later in the year, we had another passing. One of our favorites passed away, and that was the Warsong Commander. She died
again.
She died a second time.
No, but we had in October. We also had somebody get nailed in their coffin.
Oh no! Who was that?
Well, kind of the Grim Patron. Not as much, but
true.
He's never going to be the same.
Well, that's because of the Warsong Commander.
Right, but I mean that affected him too. So I mean, poor guy's kind of on his knees now. So that was in October, but it
wasn't a direct kill to him though. He remains unchanged.
Well, let's talk about some good things, though.
Yeah,
On February 5th, 25 million registered players playing Hearthstone. 25
million.
5 million
increase. since September.
Awesome.
Awesome. Yay, Blizzard.
And Autumn's Bane, what else awesome happened last February for Hearthstone on the 25th?
I'm thinking spectator mode, right?
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the answer you wanted?
Absolutely. Do you remember when we were waiting for that and we were all trying to... We're all trying to speculate on spectator mode. Do you like that one? Speculate on spectator mode.
Yeah, spectator mode certainly helped our tournaments because we had to watch. And spectator also made us suspect people of cheating in the tournaments as well.
Well, but it also, I mean, it gave us a new quest too. Because you can watch somebody play and get a deck if they won.
That's called the Eat Lunch quest. I log into a friend, I go eat lunch, I come back, and I have a pack.
It was around about the same time, too, wasn't it? It was around about the same time that they brought out a handful of new dailies. They brought out the daily you mentioned there, Black Lace, but I think around about the same time they brought out those dailies, get 5 wins with a set class. Do you remember those ones? Like, get 5 wins with Druid or something like that?
There had been only 2 types of wins, and now there are 3. I think it was 2 and 5, and then they added a 3.
That's right.
No?
I'm not sure. There's more gold for the newest one. It's like 50 gold.
Yeah, and it's with a specific class instead of with this or that. It's with a specific class, and that you've got no other choice.
Right.
Yeah. And then April came along, guys, and what happened in April, do you reckon, Blacklace?
Oh, yay. Well, it wasn't too much fun for me because I didn't have an iPad. I did have an iPad, but I had the iPad 1, so it was more fun for Autumn's Bane.
Oh, the release of on the mobile phones in April?
Tablets, mobile phones.
Tablets were around from the beginning.
It's the phone.
The Android tablets.
Oh, Android tablets.
It was a year after it was released on iPad. It was a year later. The Android tablets.
That's it. So that happened in April. Just after.
Yeah, but early in April was Black Rock Mountain.
Absolutely. Black Rock Mountain. And that introduced us to, for some of us, sadly, it introduced us to the Grim Patron combo, like Black Rock Mountain did. But Emperor Thorazon made a decent turn up. He's still being used today, isn't he, Emperor Thorazon? He's very popular still.
And I think the big winner there, after Grim Patron got kind of nerfed, I think the big winner who will survive and not get nerfed but is wreaking havoc everywhere has got to be the Flame Waker from that expansion.
I love the Flame Waker.
Yeah, definitely. I'm so glad they haven't nerfed him yet.
My kids
started playing Hearthstone. We got her cards for Christmas and decided to go to one of the expansions and went to this one first just to get the Flame Waker.
Interesting.
Well, Ugly Brute, you were going to ask me something about the
Flame Waker? I was just going to ask you if Flame Waker was your favorite card from Black Rock Mountain.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. Yeah. It might just be my favorite card of all time.
Well, your ping deck, you've pretty much been playing that all the time, haven't you?
Yep.
So that was good times.
So May. Yep, May. We increased even more in patrons, speaking of patrons. It went from the 25 million registered players to 30 million.
So it doubled. First they had a 5 million increase and then they doubled it.
No. From 25 to 30.
Oh, so another.
Yeah, so another 5 million in a few months. In 1 month. Yep. And they attributed that to the possibly the mobile release on the Android.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Because they would have had a lot more people pour on to playing it on their iPhones more so than iPad. Because there's a lot of people out there that don't have iPads, but there's stacks of people out there that have got like Android and iPhones. So when
that
went live,
let's call a spade a spade. Unless you've got one of the really new models of iPhone, it sucks on the phone. It really does. People who have iPhones that are a couple of years old really stink. In fact, I remember seeing a tweet from Zariah saying, "You know, you guys are complaining if the phone's not working. What version are you using?" And inevitably, it was all people saying it wasn't the latest version. And I guess that's to be expected with hardware and software in this day and age. All the computers that I ever bought were to upgrade for a new game that I wanted, including World of Warcraft back in the day. It's like, oh, the game designers, they push the limits of the technology so that you have to buy the upgrades to make them work well. And that's kind of sad, but I'd rather use my iPad anyway. The phone is just too small.
Oh, yeah, but for those who don't have any other option, it was definitely a way of introducing them to Hearthstone.
Absolutely, and did you know one of our tournament players actually played the tournament on his phone?
I think it was actually the winner, wasn't it? Or one of the ones that got up pretty high anyway.
Yeah, I think so, but I don't think it was the winner.
No. And do you remember, guys, in early June, we got that mysterious message, and it had like the silhouette of a character. You couldn't see the character, but there was like a silhouette of a character. And everyone thought it was referring to this new mode that was going to come out. But you know how they were kept showing off the glistening fourth button? And they wouldn't let anyone... Remember when you logged into Hearthstone, they'd have that little button turn up, but you couldn't press it yet? But what was it, guys? What was the silhouette? Do you remember?
It was the new character.
But you're talking about two different things.
Absolutely.
The Absolutely. Mysterious button was at a few days after...
No, the mysterious button came out. They did the mysterious button for about 1 or 2 weeks beforehand, just glistening, just to whet your appetite. But they didn't tell you what it was for. All I'm saying is, yes, it is two different things, but at first people were thinking it was related to this silhouette, even though later out it turned out it wasn't.
Right.
Sorry for confusing you. But anyway.
So yeah, we had two different things happen in June.
Well, I don't know what you two are talking about, because it sounds like you're talking in circles around each other. I'm talking about my Father's Day present, my Illyria and my Magni.
Nice.
And I didn't get the mage. Frankly, I think $10 a piece for those portraits is too much, but they must have made a fortune because lots of people bought them.
But they didn't make more.
Or did they, though? Because
they
didn't make more. I'm wondering whether they actually lost money on it, and that's why they haven't done the other ones yet.
Yeah, they may have lost money, but I doubt it. Because really, they put down the art assets, they hired the actor or actress for like 5 lines, and then collected $10 a piece from a bunch of people. I don't see how they lost money. They might not have made the money they wanted to, but clearly they didn't lose money.
Yeah, I'd say you're probably right. I would say they probably didn't lose money, but they probably didn't get what they projected to be the amount they'll get. But hopefully they will honour the promise to make the other ones. I'm sure they will eventually. It's only been 6 months. It was June 2015 that the first three came out. Do you want to talk about what else happened in June, Black Lace? Or?
Yeah, this was about the mysterious button. Not the gumdrop button.
No.
Not the gumdrop button. It was the tavern brawl, which changed our lives, kind of, a little bit. So we got Tavern Brawl.
Do you remember the first
change?
Yeah, Showdown at Black Rock Mountain, because Black Rock Mountain had just pretty much launched recently too.
That's right.
So it was almost back to back.
And everyone was complaining, weren't they, that one was better than the other. Who was it? Ragnaros was better or the other one? I can't remember. Someone said that if you got Ragnaros, it was pretty much a given that you'd win. Oh, and Nefarian.
Was it
Ragnaros
versus Nefarian?
No, I think Nefarian was the winner.
It was the other way around, was it? Yeah.
Yes, because when I first played for the very first time, I got Nefarian, and the person who I was playing against immediately conceded. And it's like the very first game I won instantly and got my pack, which was a lot of fun. And then I realized the difference between playing the two and why the person conceded when they saw Nefarian.
Yeah, because you waited. I had played it right away, like immediately after release, and I kept getting Ragnaros, and I kept losing, and I'm like, what the hell is going on?
That was because you had an iPad.
Right, it is because I had an iPad. I paid for that dearly. Then I got Nefarian, and I'm like, oh, this isn't so hard.
Right.
And then
they repeated that. We got to see that again just a few months ago, right?
Mm-hmm, yep. Different cards, I think. They threw some of the newer cards. I like that about the Brawls.
Yeah, they put
the
tourney cards
update
in.
Them. Yep.
We got 132 awesome. New things in August.
Yeah.
132 new cards.
That was cool. The Grand Tournament.
The Grand Tournament was released, yes. Do you remember when it was announced? They announced it at PAX East or whatever it was, PAX East. And who was it? It wasn't Ben Brode. Who was the other guy? Eric Dodds was the one that came out and talked about it. But everyone was shocked, weren't they, that he said pretty much it was going to go live, was it next week or something? It was crazy, the amount of time that it was.
Yeah, it was like, almost immediately.
It was almost
immediately. Yeah, it was like the next later. Tuesday. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And that brought us...
And it's awesome
sorry,
cards.
You go...
Awesome cards.
Awesome cards, yep. Yep, definitely. But
I like
probably,
it far better than the previous one.
You preferred goblins versus gnomes?
No, I liked the tournament far better than the than
far
the
better than
the
first
gnomes.
Yep, yep. Yeah, it was fun, wasn't it? The new Inspire mechanic was definitely fun. I like that, especially with that Nexus Champion Serrata. I used to love, you know, using my hero power and then seeing what kind of spell I was going to get.
I don't have him yet.
Mysterious Challenger is probably the biggest winner from the overall thing, though. Would you guys agree, as far as popularity is concerned?
I don't know. I don't have him. I haven't used him. And I haven't had a player use him against me and win, so I don't know.
It was a pretty good, actually. Being a person who loves Hunter, it was an excellent expansion for you too, wasn't it, Audis Bane? I mean, you have enjoyed. Who's that guy that if he gets played and you've got a beast, you get another beast?
Oh yeah, there are a couple of.
I know you like that
guy. Grand Tournament,
there was some good
that I really liked.
One, yeah,
it was. It was the King's Elec, really liked.
That's,
and
yep,
the
yep.
And the Ram Wrangler, I really liked.
Ram Wrangler, that's the one I was thinking of, yeah.
But we also got screwed with Brave Archer, which was really a pretty card, but not very good.
Agreed.
And your favorite, Ball of Spiders.
Oh, yeah, I love that card. I love that card.
And then the Shaman actually... card, the Mistcaller.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one I was expecting to be massive, but you don't see a great deal of it, do you?
No, because the Totem Shaman became so popular. I think that's part of it.
Yeah, and it doesn't fit into that one.
But I'll tell you, I think one of the best cards that people play the most is Justicar Trueheart.
Oh,
and
man,
she's neutral.
Fantastic.
Everybody can play her.
Yeah.
But we digress.
We do. But it was good times. That's what we're saying. It was good times.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then,
yeah, if the next expansion is better than this one, I'm going to be really happy.
Yeah, the top this one is going to be tough because I like the joust mechanic, and I like the cards.
And then there was November, guys. November 2015 had all sorts of stuff going on, didn't it?
Well, there was BlizzCon.
For starters, yep. And Ostgaka taking the world championship there.
Yes, he did.
Yep. They also did the first attempt at doing a co-op tavern brawl where two people played kind of with each other to beat the big baddie.
And what did you guys think of that, considering you're the only guys that played it?
I thought it was really fun. I wish they had done it again.
Yeah, it was tough. I don't think I won any of them. They gave us a card pack anyway.
Yeah, I didn't win either.
Yeah, I mean, it was really tough.
In fact,
I think...
Of the people I've asked, no one I've asked has won it.
Well, I don't know. I think Ringo may have
won
it. Wow.
Well, I guess I didn't ask Ringo, but
yeah.
Almost
do you think that co-op
nobody
would be,
won it.
Do you think co-op would be easier if you had like the ability to talk to each other as you play?
Yeah, and somebody, I think possibly at BlizzCon, because BlizzCon came after the release of this, they mentioned during the Q&A, perhaps, that if maybe they allow people to friend each other in advance of the game as opposed to after. You know how when you're done, you can see who you played last and then you can like send them a friend request or whatever. They said if they had a mechanic like that that enabled you to do that beforehand, like, hey, you want to join up so we could beat this. That might work better. So they admitted that was a failure of it, but I think the next time they'll do better. They'll come up with something.
For sure. And then, of course, at the end of, well, halfway through November, we had our second adventure for the year, didn't we, with the League of Explorers coming out?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes.
Which we've just recently talked about and loved.
Yeah, I tell you, though, I am getting so sick of playing 35-minute games only to have somebody with one health play Reno Jackson. I'm getting tired of that. 45
it's
minutes.
It's working a lot better than I expected. Man. Yep.
Yeah. And guys, tell me about, because I wasn't here for it. I know you've mentioned it on the show in the past, but just because we're doing the year in review, tell me about the Winter Vale, what went on with the Winter Vale during December.
Well, they had specials on their packs, as they often do. They changed game boards, which was really cool.
So they were the same Griffin game became, boards, were they? But they changed them. They were the same game boards, but they just changed them a little bit.
Right, Stormwind with the Griffin. The Griffin now had Rudolph's nose.
Shit.
That the chapel, you could still
you could break
the windows of the chapel, but it just had, I mean, there were presents around that you, instead of snowballs, you can bang on the presents.
Yeah, but the emotes were cool different too. When you greeted someone, it's like, you know, Happy Feast of Wintervale.
Happy Feast of Wintervale.
Awesome.
Which I started using as, instead of a well played at the end, well, not well played. Well played. I would say Happy Feast of Wintervale. It was kind of fun, but most of the fun came from the fact that we got a nice card back from it, too.
Yeah. Sweet, guys. Sounds awesome. So, overall, it was an awesome year. The Team 5 really cranked out something worth applauding, didn't they? They did a good job last year.
Yeah, well, it really is their first full year that they knew what they were doing. they got to do good stuff. The previous year was like their infancy, sort of like a second beta, if you will, because they were really learning the ropes as they went, and they're improving. They're doing better. I'm not so sure the players are doing better, because my experience toward the end of 2015 was that players were getting more mean-spirited, more bad-mannered, and more net-decky, and there were fewer opportunities to play just to have fun than in previous times. It's getting really hard for new people, and it's getting hard for older people who just want to have fun. This is my observation and my experience, and it might just be, you know, the past 2 months, while all the nice people were off buying presents for their relatives, I was getting the bad-mannered people. Hopefully the early part of this year we'll see a change in attitude from the people I encounter. But I've actually been playing less because of it. But this is not Blizzard's fault. Blizzard did a wonderful job with all the things we just named. My goal for 2016, my hope, my wish, is that they figure out a way to deal with people who are extraordinarily bad-mannered, or more importantly, have usernames that are just obscene or otherwise inappropriate. And we saw quite a few of those.
Them.
And still, unlike any other Blizzard game, you can't just click on someone and report them. You have to go through hoops to try to get them reported. So I'd like to see that addressed. And if they continue to make the actual content as good as they did this past year, I'll be pretty happy.
Yeah.
On that note, though, let me try to get this site up. For the bad manners people, there's a website. It's the usbattle.net. I'm going to actually read this to you. The https://us.battle.net/support/en/help/solution/hearthstone/567. That gets you, and I know it's a lot to type, but that gets you a direct ticket to contact Blizzard support. Because it's that's the site that is the Hearthstone not listed here, change my topic. So right from there, you could submit a ticket and you can complain about somebody's name. I actually have it bookmarked at this point, because that's the only way we can report names. And I've got to admit, some of the names out there are pretty raunchy. And you've actually tweeted some of them on Insbane.
Yeah, and you actually tweeted
a
picture of your report.
I actually filled out a report and took a picture
of it and tweeted that.
The sad thing is the response to that report was, if you don't like playing with them, you can squelch them. And I was like, you totally missed the point.
Yep,
I wasn't complaining. It was, so if they really read your message, you'll get a message saying that they're aware of this and they've been working on it. If they don't read it, they're going to say, just squelch them. It's like, that's not the point. The point was the name, not the manners. So, but if anybody wants a direct line to battle.net support, that's where you can go. Bookmark it. And if you need to contact them, you can always put in, they even have a live chat on this.
And by
page.
The way, squelching them doesn't hide their name. But you know what does hide their name?
Conceding?
When you disconnect and then come back and join the game and you're both called unknown.
Oh!
Have you ever had that happen? You reconnect to a game and you and your opponent both say unknown.
Yeah, unknown, yep.
Well,
we don't want to end on that note, though, do
we? No, we don't.
Right. So, what we do thank you say for the... Sorry, you go.
I was going to say, what we do want to end on is that Blizzard has provided us with this wonderful game that I have proven with every single expansion I've spent gold, haven't spent a cent. I gave Hearthstone as gifts, the cards to, as gifts to people. But this year I really barely spent any money. I do purposely spend money at times to basically give back to Blizzard because they're giving us this wonderful game. And they've done so much with it this year. So, yeah, hats off to Blizzard.
Agreed.
Did you get any Blizzardish presents for Yule or Christmas this year?
No, I didn't. I didn't. But I must admit, though, it was an awesome year. And just in conclusion, too, it was 208 brand new cards that they gave us over the course of 2015. How awesome is that?
Yeah. Nice.
It's nice.
So, yeah, that was it. Year in review. Looking for new information for Hearthstone. Hopefully they're going to start telling us when we're going to get our next deck slot. Because I realize I don't have a druid, and that's sad.
Everybody yeah, I wonder what...
Yeah. Personal druid.
I wonder
they
what
did
the
say
exciting
we get one, but...
Yeah. So they released the adventure, now it's time to release the spot. Anything else you gentlemen would like to add?
I sense good things for 2016, guys. It's going to go off for Hearthstone, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah.
I reckon this year, I predict this year too that they're probably going to come up with something brand new for new players. I wouldn't be surprised if they start releasing the older sets as included in your opening account. But I'm not speaking for Team 5 because I don't want to, you know, step on any toes if they can't afford to do that. But it would be nice eventually if, you know, people who are starting new accounts can get, you know, a couple of the earlier expansions already included so they don't have to pay for everything to get up to date.
Yeah.
But we might still be a year or two away from that, maybe.
I'm still not sure how I feel about the idea of them having a tournament mode, because they're talking about that too. That would be interesting.
Yeah,
how
they'll
to do
they'll
a tournament.
Have to come up with
maybe
way
more like
to keep
firesides. I'm sorry, hon?
They'll have to, if they do a tournament mode, they're going to have to come up with a way to keep it moving so that people who finish their games aren't sort of stuck sitting around for,
right,
you know, 30 minutes for their next game sort of thing. That's the
right
hardest part. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we knew that firsthand.
We do know that firsthand, don't we?
Yep. So tournament, maybe. We'll see. I'm thinking maybe they may do tournament kind of like arena. I'm not sure. So we look forward to seeing that too. Anyway. Anybody else have anything else to say?
No, except I'm looking forward to playing the game again now. This being back at the helm is getting me excited to play some games.
And so happy to have you back on the show.
Thanks,
we
guys.
Missed you.
Missed
crazy
you too.
Guy.
So I suppose back. It's all right.
Oh, come on, admit it. Happy New Year, everybody. And as
happy
usual,
New Year.
Yep, you can find us on the following places. You can find us on awohearthstone.com, hollowsweetmedia.com, Twitter at @awortheopponent, Twitch TV at @hollowsweetmedia, and listen to us live on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find us at awohearthstone@gmail.com for our emails. You can download us on iTunes. You can find us on Facebook at awohearthstone. You can listen to us on Stitcher Satellite Radio. You can find us at Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Hollowsweet Media. Theme music provided by Awesome City Limits. Micmac, who is still giving us game feeds, even though he's not lending us his voice every once in a while here. And of course, special thanks to my co-hosts, Autumn's Bane and Ugly Boot Fruit, because you guys rock. Happy New Year and happy Hearthing.
Thank you. Stay calm and play Hearthstone.
And in the immortal words of Bill and Ted, be excellent to each other.
Broadcast of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check holosuitemedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.